This video shows you how to add a student as a participant to a maturity test or a personal exam. Here we have a draft of a maturity test to our test student. We have added already the basic information and the questions for the exam, so now we are in the Publish tab. This is the place where you add the student as a participant to the exam. It is recommended always to add the student from existing exam users. This means that you start typing the student's name here, and exam starts to suggest the users, and you just click the right student and add them as a participant. When a student logs into exam for the first time, that kind of activates their user ID in exam. And after that, it is possible to add the student with their name. If the student has never logged into exam, or for example, you find several students with the same name, and you can't decide, you don't know who the right one is, then it is also possible to add the student as a participant with their email address. This happens here by choosing the new users, and then you type the student's email address here and add them with the address. But you need to know what is the student's primary email address in our university systems. If you add the student with a wrong email address, that means that you add them with an address that that is not a primary in the student's user data in our systems, then the student is not able to book a time for the exam. For example, sometimes students may send you an email from their Gmail address or something else, and then you copy the address here and add them as participants. Of course, the students get the confirmation email also to this Gmail address, but when they log in to book a time for the exam doesn't recognize them as the right person who has been added, because the user information, the data of the student is different in the exam than the email address that you have added. So be really careful if you add a student with the email address. Check beforehand that you have the right email address for the student. You can check that, for example, in Sisu for your own students, or you can always send an email to the student and ask them to log in once in exam system, and after that you are able to add them as participants from these existing exam users.